Okay, I'm continuing with what we left off last night, and that is, last night we spoke about what the Gemara says as the earliest time for tefillin and for tzitzis, but as we discussed last night, very impractical, and therefore we have to figure out in the practical world what all this means. Page 125. What is the tachlis time for calculation for earliest tefillin? And this is extremely important, and for example, I'm hopping on a plane next Monday, and I'm trying to figure this out myself, and you're going to see. And the Pisgei Tshuva in source number 6 on 125 already says, listen, Mishayakim mitchel alav, and he says, what's up with how are you supposed to do that, right? To distinguish between the blue of your tchelat and the love, and that's the earliest time for tzitzis? He said, that's not very practical, because he says, listen, livchon zot opia mitziut, kimat built a free. To do it practically, almost impossible. Tzriya shiye yom bilti munah, to find a day that's not overly cloudy, ubilti mishulag, and not overly, Mushlag is clear, right? It has to be exact ushiyarech inam ira, and that the moon isn't necessarily shining so bright. Umakum mishur, and you have to find a place that can't be too deep, or harim, or can't be too high in elevation. Velo be'omek mustar b'harim, and it can't be a place that's hit. How is it possible to find the perfect condition to figure out what exactly the time is going to be? And he says, what about the streets? Then there's lights, and there's artificial light. He says, this is just not practical. Now you can tell, and is it any simpler to tell me 4 steps away, 4 amos away, 4 meters away from a person that you kind of recognize? He says, very difficult. And that is why the modern day poskim, as he calls Gdoli Adorot, based on their traditions, set out times for calculations. And I mentioned it yesterday, and I want to show you there are 2 major opinions. And again, this is why you see room, if need be, for leniencies and with the position that our shul takes. So here we go. Take a look at this line. Sha'a achat lifnei netzachama. And that's exactly what we do. 1 hour before Nate. But you're going to see something very important. Bechishuv kavua tamid fishat shavot. All year round in 60 minutes. Now be careful, because that 60 minutes we know is, well, 60 minutes, we don't really use that for calculating the day. We use shatzmaniyot, which is daylight hours, right? So the odds of it 60 minutes being the same as a halachic hour only happens 2 days a year. That's the spring and the fall equinox, when 12 hours is 12 hours of light. But nonetheless, that's the approach we take. 60 minutes, doesn't matter if it's winter, summer, spring, whatever. Hainu shishim dakot. And who says this? This is the Kaf HaChaim, which is the great poskim of the Sephardi world, and Hagoin Rav Trigachinsky. Trigachinsky was the one who really established the Luach. He, for those of you that ever travel overseas, the Far East, he does the whole thing with Shabbos on Friday, and Shabbos, some opinions. Now, that's number, however, Chamishim Ushtam Dekot Lifnei Neitz. Second opinion is 52 minutes before Neitz. So it's a little more Machmir, 8 minutes later. Umnam. Here's the problem. Not the problem, here's the challenge, or whatever you want, phrase you want to use. Yei hanan nechonim api ofek eres Yisrael. The Kaf HaChaim, Rav Trigachinsky, lived in Israel. Maybe this is true when it comes to Jerusalem time. Now, we know, those of you who have been to Israel, I think everyone has been to Israel, what happens is, in Israel, let's talk about, forget the morning, because you really feel it. The sunset is very quick. From sunset to darkness is much faster. Now, why is that? Because you are closer to the equator. Closer to the equator, the less of a variance between sunset and darkness. It goes much faster. So, ach, b'shar mekamot, teva, latzafon, v'ladarom, and other places in the earth, north or south, zaman v'zricha mishtane, but it's different. You can't tell me 60 minutes is true everywhere across the world. It would have a major impact. You go further north, where there's someone who was traveling, I think I discussed this at some point in time, someone was traveling up north, to figure out when Shabbos ended, it was a very difficult calculation. Right? How to figure out exactly when Shabbos would end up north, right? Again, I'm not going to deal with it now. It's not our topic. But it's a fascinating how to deal with it. It depends where the sun is in reference to and the distance from the Kav Mashveh, which is the equator, depending on where the equator is. And therefore, you should calculate these times based on what is the sun's angle to the earth. Underneath the curvature of the earth. The fishur zman shall kishal difne anetz b'shalayim. And this is 60 minutes in Yerushalayim. Mikom achama 12.9 malot tachlofek. Fini zman shel 52 minutes. Mikom achama 11.5 malot tachlofek. So we see here there are two calculations. What I did was I went on my iPhone and I said, I'm very curious. What sheet does iPhone use in my zmanim? Are you ready? So I told you that the two major opinions are 11.5 and 12.9, right? Degrees that the, so again, this, so degrees of the sun below the horizon. That's when you begin to make a bracha. So what is that? Are you ready for this? So I did a quick calculation, and I went into my iPhone app, and I said, earliest time, are you ready? To give you three options. They are 10.2, 11, and 11.5. So they give you that 11.5 option, which is, by the way, the greater, the higher the degree, the earlier the zman. Because if sun is 10.2 degrees, it's closer to sunrise versus 11.5 degrees, which is further away from sunrise. So just to show the variance, so I did a quick test. So what's 11.5 degrees for today? So I touch my app, went to here, press the button, press the word zmanim, and the answer is, so today, the 11.5, just to give you an example, earliest Tolson's phone is 6:15, according to this calculation of taking into account the angle of the sun. That's 6:15. Now, if I switch it from 11.5, how do they do this? Like, how did you do this before? Okay. By the way, before phones, like, how could you calculate these? How did you even figure out 11.5 degrees? Which is why we live in a world which can be very precise, which in and of itself is a big chumrah, because you can always, when they weren't able to calculate these things, what else do they do? Are you ready? I'm switching it now from 11.5. What was the time you had before? It was 6:15. I'm switching it up to 10.2 degrees. Going back on my phone. And all of a sudden, from 6:50, we jumped to 6:23. 8 minutes. That's 8 minutes. Not the biggest difference, but in the morning it can make a very big difference. So that's the difference between the two. And remember, that was, what was that? That was 11.5 was the most lenient. He even says here, there's even to say 12.9. It's going to add a tremendous... And remember, that was accepted opinion of Tukhachinsky. So if you hold that at 60 minutes, 60 minutes across, doesn't matter if you're Shulim or here, very difficult for me to understand why we 60 minutes, because it's meant to be whole 60 minutes. It usually goes by degree. If you go by the degree of the sun, there's a lot more room to say that the Zman of Talson Fun is actually even a lot earlier, which is why we say people who really need in a rush, there's definitely people to rely on to make the bracha a little bit earlier. Says the Yalkut Yosef, we'll end with this. He says, the mana nachas flumba boker. Again, he quotes what we've been quoting, which is when you see a person far amos away. However, the Yeshomrim, shesh takot achar amura shachar, 6 minutes after amura shachar, our shul is 12. The Yeshomrim kishu shah kishal kodem neitz, others say 60 minutes, which is general practice. Lechat chila, you should try and hold that way, which is 60 minutes, which is Me'lagim Yishalayim, which is again what we do. We just don't use angle calculation in the shul. We use standard 60 minutes. Probably it's much easier to calculate, and every Joe Schmo can calculate it, which could be perhaps why they decided to do it that way, as opposed to the degree angle of the sun.